love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Gambling Man, Bob Seger, 1968. 464-568-5. One is bad. 10 is good. Tex Ray and the Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Song of the day. Once again, your song of the day from 1968, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, Bob Seger.
68.
464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Please take it away, Bill.
I want to tell you how good that song is. I was listening to that song regularly in high school.
Oh, okay. God, yes.
That was like a that was a common song. Did you get the lyrics up?
Yes.
I ain't good looking. But you know, I
ain't shy.
Ain't afraid to look a girl.
A in the eye.
In the eye.
Wow.
Wow. But we've already been over this. We can name like 28 of Seger's songs.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
We don't need that again.
But literally, there's like 28 that you know
and
you would say are really good.
And Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. That Jake, that's a 999. It's a home run hit. It's came out of nowhere. It has energy.
Didn't you play that song for my intro when you?
Yeah, before Sip was on the show, that was his intro song on Fridays.
Really?
Yeah, when you were with
Will and Lanny.
Will and Lanny.
You have no idea. It was a long time. I mean, this was a long
over
time.
Over 10 years
ago. 2011, 2012.
Really?
It was 2026
you would
right now.
Play that song when it came on. It was super cool.
Yes.
God, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. Thank you. I just want you to think about what that must have been like to go to imagine going to see Seger. Oh, say it's like mid-70s.
In Detroit? How about
Detroit? Yeah.
That's where he's from, right?
Yeah, imagine seeing that. Jake, that's just incredible. 9999.
Yeah, that's nine. In that range. You know that. It's one of the best Seger songs.
High energy.
Oh. And you know what's good about that song is that.
Ha! Yeah, it is, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of those in there.
I just couldn't imagine. You're sitting there watching, all of a sudden about song 10, this is what comes on. It's 1972, and you're in Detroit. And
I mean, come on.
Come on.
That's Detroit. Yeah. Good job, Jake.
Thank you. Well, yes, Connor's scoring.
Connor's going to be at 8-4.
5-6. Respect to Bob, he says.
It's not respect to Bob, Connor, and that will be the last ticket you get to the
game. Oh, come on.
That would be the, I have to.
Bill,
I have to on this
come on,
one.
That's a lot. That's a lot. He just didn't like the song. Come on.
It's Bob Seger, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man.
But I get why you're upset, but let's not.
Maybe I got too emotional.
He did
a little bit. Yeah,
he does have a deer on his shirt.
He has a quarter zip with a. It's like an outdoorsy scene. And Connor went. I'm looking for a quarter zip and something with a mountain and outdoorsy and maybe a deer. And he got one.
He nailed it.
And they had it. And they nailed it.
Perfection.
So if you see Connor right
got
now,
got exactly what I wanted right
he got
here.
The executive quarter zip.
I'd like something with a deer on it.
Not John Deere, just
not,
a deer.
Not John Deere, just a deer.
Random deer.
Sort of a mountain scene and a deer.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah, we got it right over right here. Yeah, we got a whole rack of them. Earlier, I got a whole rack of them.
Right here in the back.
All right, I'll take one.
Scores before we get to the mailbag. Less in Lincoln, age 73, 8.5. Robert in Bixby,
some of
Oklahoma.
The funniest things I've ever heard. Anything with, like, I don't know, the sun setting.
Mountains and just, you know, something.
I want to wear that.
I want to wear that. Wear it to work. I want to wear it to work.
All right. Robert.
Hey, Connor. I like it.
It's a nice poll. 996 from Robert. John, 8.8, good energy. Wink in Elkhorn, 10.
Wink.
It's not Wink Martindale still. Fritz and Lincoln, 9.6. Gavin and Pender, your friend, 10.
Yeah, thank you, Gavin. Dad, Don. Glenn would have loved this one, too.
Glenn. Houston, 3.9.
Oh, Houston.
Houston.
Go back to bed, Houston. He must have been up too late partying.
Must have been up too late, yeah.
That's Harrison's brother.
Maybe he's hungover. Yeah.
Hey, but don't be too hard on Houston. He's been listening a long
true.
Time.
True. Long-time list. Yeah. Loyal breaker. Sean in Omaha, great vibe. 8.55. Kent, 2.2.
Kent.
Kent is never that
okay,
low.
Okay, well, I want to address, why is it a 2.2? Yeah. What is it about that song you don't like?
High energy, 1968. It's everything.
What are you looking for? Backstreet Boys? What are we doing?
Yeah, what do we need? Yeah, what are we
NSYNC
trying to get
over here?
Yeah, are we trying to get NSYNC? Is that it?
Doing? Scotty and McCook, 10. Vernon Dakin, 7.3. Lyle in Omaha, 9.1. Hook Love is
Bird!
5!
Nice one, Bird.
Good job, guys. That was a good cadence.
Downtown Scott, really 8.26. Good. Jeremy says 7 out of 10. All right. Grant Durant in the bottoms.
Okay.
8.76. We'll
thank
that.
You.
You knew Durant would like that.
You knew he would.
Cheeseburger says 9.9 better bleeping times.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Bleeping.
I got profanity there.
Yeah.
Jennifer, 9.25. Hubby, 8.7.
Wow.
The household. Very
that's
high
the highest
scores.
One ever. Give me the scores again.
9.25 and an 8.7.
Wow. Fireworks at the lake.
Yes.
Fireworks. Isaac says 9. Now ramble yourself up to Evanston.
Yes. Thank you.
Considering that. Matt Decatur, 2.75. Boo.
Okay. Let's go to Evanston.
You two, before we get to the mailbag.
Just play the song on a loop as you drive to Evanston.
Paul says 8.99. Casey, 8.2. Nebraska, Noel, 7.6. Heyman, an 8. BWD, 10+. Jay Stan, 8.7. Josh, 8.5.
Now we're on a heater.
Yeah.
Song of the day was, once again, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man by Bob Seger from 1968.
I will listen to that song today.
Better again. Times, right?
Yes. That's my favorite thing. We hit a good song. I listen to it later again with the headphones in, and then also then some other songs pop up off of that.
There you go.
And so it leads me down a
that's
rabbit
a good
hole.
One. That was good. Thank you.
Yes. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time, without further ado, for the mailbag.
Oh, the bag.
The bag.
Here we go. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Avoid being hacked with a friend at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.8% retention rate.
Can they hack your car system?
They could do anything. Everybody. That's people wake up every day trying to find a way to get to you. Mm. And that's what Apply Connect fights. And that's why they've loaded up in Lincoln and Columbus with new staffs. And now they're bringing in new clients also. They have, I talked to Will in depth, and they do have room for new clients because he knows they need to be protected. So they've had,
in depth.
Yeah, I did. Well, they had to add on to their end. Also, out there in Fullerton, find out if they still have their coolers or not. I'm not going to buy that. I'm not going to buy the Loop River Inn.
Oh, yeah.
If they have sold their coolers.
True.
You need to know that because the Naughty Pine just went up and sold theirs.
It's just sad.
And also, I got a lot of text messages about the, what's the brothers, the boxers?
The Pelsters.
The Pelsters, yeah. They're very popular people in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Famous.
To the mailbag, by the way, appliedconnective.com, free consultation. John says this, good morning to the stool. Please settle an argument for me. If you eat between breakfast and lunch, it's called brunch. What is it called when you eat between lunch and dinner? Your help in this important matter is greatly appreciated.
I have no idea.
Never even heard of it.
I haven't either. I haven't heard of it.
It's not dinner.
All I know is brunch. And I think this has been brought up even by like some comedians and stuff. But there isn't anything. That's just a snack.
That's the answer, by the way.
Yeah.
There's no word.
There's no word.
It's not Leonard.
Snack time?
Yeah.
Just snack, right?
Snack.
It'd be a snack, and that'd be it. But yeah, there would be nothing of a...
No word creation. It's
I do love the word brunch, though. Because brunch always screams fun. It also screams day off of work, usually.
Yeah.
When you have a brunch, it's always like, yeah, it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, why? Yeah.
Yeah, there's
no
word.
We don't have an answer.
Yeah,
we do have an answer.
Is it second lunch? There's no answer. Well,
does that solve his bet, I wonder? Yeah. Or is whatever it is.
I mean, he didn't tell us what the bet was.
I will say this. If someone makes up a word, it's not real. And it's not used. It's not.
Nobody. I've never heard it.
No. Hey, let's meet for brunch. I've heard 5,000 times.
Yeah. We can do brunch.
Yeah.
Make it a brunch.
Yeah.
Next up from Ryan. Ryan says, months ago, you guys all said you were at one point fans of orange soda in your lifetime.
Absolutely.
At what point did you phase out, and could you bring orange soda back into your life?
Never phased out.
Well, I'd say this. I haven't had it very much lately, but no, it's still fabulous.
When did you say it's a summer drink?
It's a summer drink. It does. It feels.
I'm not pining for a orange crush.
Orange crush right now?
No.
If I put it in front of you, wouldn't drink it?
I would.
Right now?
If it was right here and a cold one, I'd drink it. Oh, I'd hammer it.
But, have you had the RC Cola that Greg gave you a few months ago? Still in my fridge. I haven't opened it yet.
I saved mine.
He gave a glass. It was a glass of RC Cola.
I saved it.
I drank it.
You drank it?
Yeah.
I should have drank it.
I saved it in the fridge. But anyway, yes, the orange soda is incredible in all the different brands. But Orange Crush
different
stands
brand.
Out.
Yeah, Orange Crush.
Stands out a lot.
Shasta was good.
Shasta was really good orange. But it is.
Shasta's better times.
Slice. Oh. Yeah.
Chass is way
better. I can see the cans. I can see them right here in front of me.
I was more of a Sunkist guy.
I'll tell you also, Sunkist is really good.
Yeah, it is really good.
It's good.
But Shasta Grape was also really good.
You don't remember, you could buy those individual cans in the store, and I swear to God, they're like 10 cents.
They were. It's like 10 cents for a can of Shasta soda. Remember this one, though?
Better times.
Remember the cream soda?
Yes.
And that was a solid drink, and that was an odd one. You didn't drink it a lot.
No.
All of a sudden, parallel lives. You just go, I'm going to have a cream soda, and you drink, and you go, I'll be, but damn. Yeah,
not bad.
It's pretty
not bad.
Good.
Yeah, you're skeptical, and then you drink, you're like, okay.
Like, okay, I wouldn't mind. I might get a cream soda today.
That hits a little different.
Yeah.
Evan wants to know, is it collective decision here that the stool, favorite meal, is it breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Evan says, what is the stool's favorite meal of the day?
Okay, Bill.
If I have a choice to go out, and to enjoy the menu to the maximum, it's breakfast. I love looking at a breakfast menu. When it's like smothered gravy, chicken fried steaks, pancakes.
If you have time.
It's
all about that.
And so, yes, it's 100% breakfast for being excited for that part. So I'm backwards. I'd rather do breakfast, one, lunch, two, dinner, three.
Well, here, breakfast is so good that it's oftentimes had for dinner. People say, hey, my favorite meal is breakfast for dinner.
Okay.
If it's that good,
it's one of the smartest things he's ever said right there.
Might be the best thing he's ever said.
Do you ever have dinner for breakfast?
No,
you don't.
No, you don't.
You have breakfast for dinner.
I've never
had parsnips.
Never came downstairs.
No Brussels sprouts at 7 a.m.
And my mom had Brussels sprouts and a roast beef.
Cooked carrots.
Yeah, cooked carrots.
You'd be like, what are we doing?
But the other way around.
Joke, Mom.
Other way around is Xanadu. That answers all questions.
Say it again, Jake.
I said you don't have dinner for breakfast. You have breakfast for dinner often. Yeah. And it's oftentimes the favorite meal of the month.
Yeah, when your mom
said we're going to have French toast for dinner.
Yeah, hello, we're going to have French toast. We're having it for dinner?
Yeah.
What was your reaction?
It was right. like... And then,
you got to be kidding.
How about this one? How cool did you think your mom was? Right away, I started going, man, my mom, that's cool. Had something figured out like that, doing this for us.
Just better times was your mom making dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, I think mom still did. I know one mom who does that, but it was... Better times. I am going dinner, by the way. I don't go breakfast.
I'm going breakfast.
Yeah, you guys are breakfast.
Because you can have it for dinner.
I like... Yeah. Yeah, I still...
That's why.
I like to eat a big dinner, then chill. See, the problem with eating a big breakfast is usually you got to do stuff. You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's got to kind of be built into your time, Dave. But I love that menu. When you go through that breakfast menu, that's exciting.
Because there's so many good options.
It's hard to...
How do you pick one?
You might be right on this.
So good.
And a good breakfast is it's really important. Yeah. It helps you
break the fast.
Thank you for the health update there.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. Does help your day.
Yeah, gravy.
Have a good breakfast.
Last question from Michael says,
gravy on everything.
Sorry.
When is the last time that anybody on the stool, Connor included, has had a Pop-Tart?
Ooh.
I can tell you exactly when it was. It was at Christmas, and it was Nolan
Wait, Schindler. This Christmas.
It was Nolan Schindler, and Nolan Schindler eats a lot of Pop-Tarts. He's four.
Okay.
And he eats a lot.
And he was having my favorite one, the brown sugar.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And so I'm talking to Nolan. He goes, he slides it over, age four, you can have this one. And he gave me one,
wow.
And I ate it.
That's
two
pretty
bites.
Kind.
What's that?
Did you get it in two?
It was a little more than that, but it was, yeah, so mine would have been Christmas. Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah. And they're so good.
Hizzle Bear had a Pop-Tart this morning already.
The Hizzle.
Now, I told you guys before, I haven't had a Pop-Tart since middle school because I had one every day. I had it from 6th grade to 8th grade. I ate Pop-Tarts every day. And I just said I could never do that ever again. So I've not had a Pop-Tart since 8th grade. I'm very confident in that.
I don't understand that.
That'd be 2006 or something like 2005.
2 years ago, strawberry for Connor.
For Connor. I would say, yeah, man. Mine was
21 years ago.
Mine was within a month. So that was exciting.
I don't remember the last time, but it's not like it's been a long time.
I would never do anything too when it comes to Pop-Tarts. It's like, okay, you're going to purchase Pop-Tarts. And it would be brown sugar or the strawberry with frosting. That's it. That's the only two I'd touch.
Now, cherry is what I'm powerless to.
Oh,
cherry.
Cherry and blueberry is the best.
Blueberry. It was not blueberry.
No, I wouldn't touch
blueberry.
One.
I wasn't blueberry.
I'd throw it out.
I'd eat it, but...
Don't throw it out. I would eat yours back in middle school.
Cherry freaked me out.
Cherry is ridiculously good. Yes. Cherry's good.
Yeah.
When I was visiting Dan Lanning last year, so I'm in Oregon.
Dropping names.
They have a sweet setup there. And almost every place to have this. But I remember this. I'm like, they had just singles of Pop-Tarts. Everywhere.
Oh.
So anybody outside the meeting room said, anybody who needed a Pop-Tart could grab one.
Singles.
Yeah, so about every 10 minutes, I grab one. I remember going back to my hotel, and I had like four Pop-Tarts. I'm like, this is sweet. Yeah.
They're good.
Life in Eugene.
They're
Life
really good.
Pop-Tarts.
Like, yeah. I almost don't, I actively avoid them in Casey's. I just don't want to look at it, because it's almost hard
They're tempting.
To walk
They're
by.
They're very tempting.
Yeah. They're very hard to walk, yeah. How about the staple, though? And how about them becoming basically the number one bowl game? The Pop-Tart Bowl.
That game is fun.
That game
they
is
go
who
all
played
out.
This year?
It was Georgia Tech and BYU. It's a good one, game. It was actually a good game.
Jake is a sports fan.
Yeah, it's a great game. It's the one that
was the game last night.
Notre Dame tapped out.
Yeah.
They're supposed to go to the Pop-Tart Bowl.
They could
have. Freeman.
Yeah.
Hey, now I just want to make clear. The cinnamon is the best.
Yeah, brown sugar.
Brown sugar. That is 100% the best.
But cherry's the best.
Yeah. Well... It's right behind.
Do you guys know also?
I like the fruit one.
Really?
No. Do you also know that they have the?
I'm not surprised.
They have Pop-Tart pies.
Not surprised.
Oh, jeez. That is the mailbag, sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. Hour two.
Thank you.
Probably hit a basketball again in the portal.
Thank you.
That's next. An early break on the ticket.